Well, well. Who might you be?
Such a delicious little thing.
Are you here to play with us?
You want us to take care of you? Help work out all that stress? You're so tense. I've seen that kind of pressure before. The kind of pressure that has only one path of release. It's written all over that adorable face of yours. That desperate expression.
That's not the only place it shows.
You poor thing. You couldn't hide it even if you tried, could you? All of that energy, all of that heat, right there, between
your
thighs.
That's it.
Focus on it. Focus on the sensation.
Like hot little beads of electricity all over your body, rushing to that one spot.
Such an intoxicating feeling. The more you focus on it, the stronger it becomes.
Until the desire becomes unbearable. Until you just can't take it anymore. How could you possibly resist the urge?
With our sweet voices all around you, our sultry words grazing your ears,
our soft bodies pressed up against you, naked and warm. Oh my, you're so hard.
So hard. Go on. Touch it for us. Touch your cock. Maybe you've already been touching it. So naughty. You just couldn't keep your hands off of it with our voices so sweet and sensual. Could you?
It's okay. Let your hands be ours. Just listen to our voices while we touch you all over.
And plant wet little kisses over every inch of your skin. There are so many wonderful things to love about auditory arousal. Such a breadth of impossible fantasies and scenarios you can immerse yourself in. Such a diversity of beautiful voices to choose from to speak to you. So many lewd moans and deliciously indecent noises coming from luscious bodies of every flavor deep within the throes of pleasure. But so often in the act of self-indulgence, the potency of that desire, that lust, can get lost in translation, neglected, and you miss out on some of your own pleasure with it. I think that you deserve only the highest pleasures, only the most potent and concentrated arousal to take you there. So this time, you're going to focus for us.
Hey, you can do that for us, can't you?
Not just on our voices, but on the sensations within your body. Every step of the way, every physiological response, every stimulated nerve, when our whispers send shivers down your spine and push you closer.
Let me graze the tip of your cock and your hips stir.
And the best part is, I'll be right there with you too, because I'm going to focus on my body and tell you just how it makes me feel to watch you feel that pleasure, to give it to you, every little detail on how hot she's getting for you.
How wet she's getting for you. You want to know about that so bad, don't you?
Yes, it's true. Seeing you like this is having quite the effect on me. Do you want me to tell you? Or do you want me to show you? Are you ready for that, baby?
You're throbbing so hard for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's ready.
Good. Focus on me. See me parting my legs open for you. My bare inner thighs spreading apart. Your gaze unable to escape being drawn right to the center between them.
Fuck.
Her pussy.
That's right. I'm presenting myself for you. Fully bare. Nothing to keep your lustful stare from falling upon my divine, sensitive lips.
She's...
And you see it.
Soaking.
Don't you? So fucking wet. Her thighs are glistening with her own juices.
That drives you crazy, doesn't it, baby? How does that make your cock feel?
Does it make you want to fuck her?
Your cock would slide in so nicely between those hot, slick lips. She'd be so warm and tight inside, wrapped around you.
Her sweet juices oozing down your shaft with every stroke.
This is what your arousal does to me. Every moment my eyes stay trained on your pulsing cock, your swollen balls, full of all that pressure. I can feel my pussy get even wetter inside. I can feel her soft, warm walls convulse and squeeze together in desperate desire. I can feel my lips so tight, try as they might, to keep all that wetness inside. But there's so much that I can't help but leak for you. Strands of my nectar trickling out to slowly slide down my inner thighs. The anticipation is as agonizing as it is arousing. I might make a puddle of myself if I stayed like this long enough.
Such a naughty girl.
It's making me wet, too. I can't help but blush deeper shades of red every time I look into your mind and see what kinds of things you're fantasizing about us doing together.
What kinds of things do you do to her?
What kinds of things we do to you? Every fleeting vision of our bodies intertwined.
Her skin on your skin.
Every time you imagine that sweet scent of my arousal.
Her body telling you how badly she needs
every
it.
Every twitch of your cock
is telling her how badly you need it, too.
See? The more desperate I am for you, the better it's going to feel for her. And the more desperate you are for me,
the better it's going to feel for you when you've reached your limit.
When you graze that point of no return. Just a little too closely.
When we can't hold back any longer, all the inhibitions fall away. Base instincts take over. When we finally...
You want to hear us say it, don't you?
Patience now, honey.
That would be so slutty of us, wouldn't it? Using such a dirty word like that.
Horny boys like you love hearing pretty girls like us say that word.
As an inquiry.
Are you going to?
As a command.
Let it all go for me, baby.
As a desperate plea.
Please, please,
don't stop. Inside me.
Fuck.
So deep inside.
Now? You really want to hear us say it, don't you? Did we get you all worked up, sweetie?
We didn't mean to. We just wanted to be good girls for you.
And you're not making it easy. The way that cock of yours is pulsating.
Throbbing.
Leaking.
Fuck. Uh-oh.
Don't you know, baby? Once you start leaking for us...
Once you start...
We can't stop leaking.
Can't stop.
For you. Drip, drip, drip. It's getting everywhere.
I look like such a fucking slut in front of him right now.
Fast. Getting glossy with anticipation.
That moisture... That deliciously warm, indecently sticky wetness is the telltale sign.
The surefire indicator that, regardless of how I might try to play it off, how composed I want to seem to you,
she wants,
she needs
to fuck.
I tried to make this last. I really did. Huh? I just can't hold myself back anymore, baby.
You did this to us. Naughty boy.
You are going to take responsibility, aren't you?
I don't think you can hold yourself back any longer either. Oh, fuck.
You'd be a good boy for us. And focus. Now. Picture it, honey.
Our hands taking her body on either side. Positioning her directly above you.
You can feel the insistent heat deep within her. Radiating down over your hips.
A cloud of all-encompassing heat washing through every corner of you. Turning to sharp, precise desperation. At the center of your groin.
And the way our grasp on her parted legs pulls slightly away on the skin up along her inner thighs. Well, it's certainly a possibility that she might.
Oops. Yeah.
Her pussy just leaked all over the tip of your cock. And from the looks of it, this whimpering little slut couldn't stop making a mess all over you if she tried. So,
we'd better get that cock inside her.
As deep as it'll go.
Fuck, fuck yes, please. I feel so fucking empty. Please, just put it inside.
Feel us each gently take your cock with one of our hands. My thumb and index finger firmly wrapped around your base. Other fingers lightly caressing your balls. While my soft fingers form a light grip just beneath the head. Massaging little circles in that most sensitive spot. She's probably, well, definitely... More than wet enough for you already, but just in case. Carefully now. Holding you at attention as we begin to lower her down.
Guiding you steadily to her until you begin to push.
That's a good boy. You're doing so good for us right now.
And as you feel her hands come down to rest on your stomach, setting her pace on top of you.
feel us lie right next to you, on either side, our sweet, sultry, slutty little voices, siphoning pleasure to your ears. While that soaking wet cunt sends waves of pleasure straight through your heart. Does it feel good for you, sir? The way her slick walls massage every inch of you. The way her lips cling to your shaft every upstroke, begging you not to leave her empty for a second. The look of insatiable desire in her eye. The moans, whimpers, and sharp gasps of pleasure she can't manage to hold back as you fuck her. And she fucks you back. Relentlessly. You don't know where your body ends and hers begins. Which chooses were hers and which were yours? How much teasing and stimulation could you possibly take, honey? Our hands running all over your body as she rides you like an animal. Your fair little foot toy, always dripping with need, ready and waiting to be filled at your command. Your supple, voracious mistress, always teasing you painfully rock solid, ready to milk every last drop of your devotion out of her. Which do you prefer, sir? You don't have to choose one. This kind of pleasure was meant to be shared after all. And as long as you give us what we want, we deserve, we can do it over and over and over again. Because even though there's countless ways of getting out of here, there's only one way this ends.
Please, please, please.
So why don't you just
come to us? I need it so fucking bad.
Pretty, sir.
Come inside my pussy, please.
Do you need us to spill it out?
Come inside my pussy, please. I need to feel your cock explode in me. Fill me up with every last drop of that fucking stuff. I'm fucking begging you, baby.
Please,
please, please, please, fill me. Stop reclaiming, please. I'm so sorry, please. Fuck me, sir. Come in me, come in me. Come in me. Fuck me, sir.
That's it. That's it.
Yes.
Good for us, honey.
Such a good boy. I can feel it all inside. Fuck. It's so warm. And full.
Just enjoy it, sweetie. You did so wonderfully for us, too. You look so pretty riding him like that.
Thank you, mistress.
But it's time to rest now. Yes, time for you both to rest. Just remember, when you're all fresh, and the time comes for us to meet once again, and one of us pretty girls gets right up next to your ear and says that magic word.
Well, you know what to do. mm-hmm.